Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoToGoGo.com. My name is Michael Kraut, and in this show, we're going to discuss planning Windows deployment services. I've been in the industry for over 20 years. I have created courses and also helped companies overcome obstacles. Some clients include the United States government, U.S. military, small, medium, and large companies. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions, you would like to ask me, please use the comment box below. All right, let's get started. Windows Deployment Services is a replacement for RIS. RIS is Remote Installation Services from Windows 2003. Now, in this broadcast, what we're going to look at is what are the different things that we have to decide when we're planning a Windows Deployment Services implementation. Now, there are six steps that represent the critical design decisions and activities in a successful, well-planned Windows Deployment Services implementation. Step one is determine the number of Windows Deployment Services instances required. This is going to require us to identify the locations, require access to a Windows Deployment Services instance. And so when we look at this, for every location in the environment that requires an image deployment to a client, access to at least one Windows Deployment Services instance will be required. Now, another thing that we need to look at is determine the need for multiple Windows Deployment Services installations in a single location. So these instances may be required because of an isolated network. This is within a location that requires image deployments, like training labs, and low bandwidth availability or high latency. If clients are separated from Windows Deployment Services servers by segments to have low available bandwidth or high latency, then another Windows Deployment Services deployment may be necessary. So if you have latency of 5 milliseconds or higher, this will be severely affected. Step two, is there an existing Windows Deployment Services or RIS infrastructure? If there isn't, then we need to do a new Windows Deployment Services 2008 installation. But what we have to do is we have to look at the existing hardware. If the existing hardware doesn't support the Windows Server 2008, then we're going to have to replace it. We may have to restructure or simplification of the architecture. The legacy infrastructure may be overly complex or have architectural design issues. We also need to decide, are we going to upgrade an existing Windows Deployment Services 2003 or a RIS infrastructure? Now, if you have a Windows Server 2003 RIS infrastructure in place, what we have to do before we can upgrade to Windows Server 2008 Windows Deployment Services, we have to upgrade to Windows Server Deployment Services 2003 and make it so it's a native mode which supports WIM based images and Windows PE. Now, the next step we need to do is we need to select between full Windows Deployment Services or transport server role. Now, if we do the full installation of Windows Deployment Services, it's going to have the Pixie Boot services, Microsoft Management tools, the ability for the client to select from images to install from a presented list, and both unicast and multicast deployments. Now, if you're just going to implement the transport server only, and this will be an example if you're using SCCM. It doesn't require Active Directory Domain Services, DHCP, or DNS. The next step is determine the server role resource requirements. We need to identify the deployment requirements for each Windows Deployment Services instances, such as how many computers are we going to be servicing, the image deployment speed, and also the size and number of images. We also determine whether the virtualization will be used. Physical hardware is going to have a better performance than virtualization. We have to determine the image storage location. We can use a local store, or we can also use a remote file share. We need to look at scaling the servers. For each instance, the WDS server and the remote file server, if used, need to be scaled to handle the expected load. So depending on how many clients that we're going to be pushing out. Look at the CPU. Are we going to use x86 or 64-bit? 64-bit is going to allow us to be able to provide more memory. Memory is also important, making sure that we have enough memory on the server to support the clients that they're going to be connecting. A network should be a 1 gigabit connection. Disk, we should have enough disk space that's away from the C drive. We're going to put it onto a LUN. We can also put it onto a RAID implementation. We also need to determine the number of servers for the location. And this is going to be based on the cost of hardware. We also need to look at the time expectancy and also our availability requirements. We may have to add additional servers to provide the redundancy. Next, we need to determine the file share fault tolerance and consistency mechanisms. This includes determining the image store system fault tolerance. What we can do is we can put our images on a distributed file system, and they'll be replicated to all the targets on the other servers through the replication service. We can also use server clustering, which is failover clustering, and make it available so that all the instances have access to the images so they can push them out. Also, if we're going to be supporting WIM-based and VHD-based image consistency, we need to look at how we're going to get these images over there. Manually copy them, manually image locally, or we can use DFS with replication. And also, we can use third-party replication. And finally, the last step, which is step six, we need to determine the client Windows deployment services discovery method. Are we going to use the network boot referrals? If we have the WDS on the same server as the DHCP, then we have to make sure that we take into account the option 66 and option 67. Also, we have to look at using IP helper updates. And what this is it involves configuring a router and switching hardware to forward the DHCP and a PIXI boot request from the network segment where the client is located to where the Windows Deployment Services server segment. So in this broadcast, what we've gone over is the different steps in deploying a Windows Deployment Services. I hope you have enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question comment box. If you're interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for Michael Kraut. If there is a show you would like me to do, you can let me know by using the question and comment box. Thank you for your time today, and remember to tune in to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com.